Senator Harry S. Truman of Missouri, a leader in the Senate on matters pertaining to aeronautics, is opposed to the present reorganization order of the President pertaining to the Civil Aeronautics Authority. Now, Senator Truman, you were chairman of the subcommittee of the Senate Interstate Commerce Committee, which handled the original Civil Aeronautic Authority legislation in the Senate, were you not?
Yes, I was chairman of the subcommittee in the 74th Congress and in the first session of the 75th Congress, which contemplated the placing of regulation of air commerce under the Interstate Commerce Commission, and I was also chairman of the subcommittee in the second session of the 75th Congress, which created the Civil Aeronautics Authority.
What is your opinion, Senator Truman, pertaining to the President's executive order transferring the Civil Aeronautics Authority from its now independent status to that of a bureau of the Department of Commerce?
That order simply puts the regulation of air commerce back where it was when the legislation creating the Civil Aeronautics Authority was first introduced into the Senate. Air commerce was regulated by a bureau in the Department of Commerce previous to the passage of the Civil Aeronautics Act.
In your opinion, Senator Truman, why did the President issue this executive order?
I can't believe that the President had all the facts before him when he made this decision. In messages which he has sent to the Senate, it has always appeared to be his intention to create a transportation policy for the country and to have interstate commerce regulated by one regulatory body. A proper transfer of the Civil Aeronautics Authority would have been to the Interstate Commerce Commission and not to the Department of Commerce. It is my opinion that the reorganization order will be and should be defeated